Cari fratelli e sorelle, vedete la mano è liberata dal cesso, ma ancora un po' pigra.
Pope Benedict XVI began his remarks before this Sunday's Angelus prayer by joking about his wrist, which he called lazy after doctors removed his cast this past Friday.
Sapete che da alcune domeniche la liturgia propone alla nostra riflessione il capitolo 6 del Vangelo di Giovanni.
The final part of chapter 6 of John's Gospel was the backdrop for his reflections this Sunday, in which he discussed the need for the faithful to allow Christ to inform their deepest thoughts and have lordship over their will. The teaching of Jesus is hard, said Pope Benedict, too hard to accept and put into practice. He went on to say that today, as in days past, many people are still shocked by the paradox of the Christian faith. Some people reject Christ's teaching outright, while others seek to tailor his teachings to fit the prevailing trends of the day, thus distorting its meaning and its importance. Pope Benedict said that unlike the apparently simple ease of lukewarm discipleship, truly following Christ can fill the heart with joy.
Angelus Domini nunc servit Mariae.
After the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict offered best wishes for the success of the 2009 Meeting for Friendship Among Peoples, underway in Rimini under the direction of the Communion and Liberation Group. The theme of the meeting this year is Knowledge is Always an Event. Also after the Angelus, the Holy Father greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
May your visit to Castel Gandolfo in Rome strengthen your faith in our Lord, the Holy One God, and renew your desire to share the peace of his kingdom with others. Upon you and your loved ones, I invoke God's blessings of true happiness and joy.